creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Stilter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. I've just met such a sad case. An old man begging for a coffin to sleep in for the night. It seems he was dead broke. In world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today. Bed in the great city. He is very still and pale. Outside, the traffic growls past like the prowl of beasts, but he doesn't hear it. Beside his bed, the policeman leans forward to hear what he has to say. When at last he regains consciousness.
Trying to say something, Lou.
That's me. Lou Hargan. That's me all over, as a man said. When they gonna operate on me?
They've done it, Lou.
Oh. No need to ask if I'm gonna be all right. I'm not. I'm done for. Girl got away, see. She swerved right in my road. I had to pull the truck over the bank.
Who killed Haggerty?
Who's Haggerty?
Constable Haggerty of the City Force. We've got you to rights, Lou. I'd just like a statement to clear our records, okay?
I killed him. Fair enough.
That isn't true. You were on that deal, but you didn't kill Haggerty. You want to know who did?
It's the craziest thing. Nobody believes it. Why should they? I've got no witnesses except the girl. She's dead. Isn't she? She's dead. Or was she ever alive?
You're talking in riddles. Suppose you begin at the beginning.
Okay. I'm Lou Hargan. You know that now by my fingerprints. Been a bad boy in my day. Been 2 years in jail. Nothing vicious. Stealing cars. Trucks. That's my trade, truck driver. And I'm a good one when I save myself. a job on you. It's a kind of labor exchange for the lorry drivers. Well, there was nobody there but Alf. He never gave away nothing. Not even a free cup of tea.
Hey, quiet the night, Alf.
Yeah.
Any of my mates been in?
No.
Talkative, aren't you?
Don't pay.
Oh, I bought me tea.
It's a change.
He's one of the lads now.
Evening, Alf.
Evening.
Right, John, aren't we?
Find me a cup of tea, I'll do your own, Alf.
Okay, give this lad another tea, Alf. I'll have the coffee in the park.
Right.
Down on your luck, friend.
If trucks were two a penny, I couldn't afford to buy the tooth out of a horn.
Eaten recently?
I'm on diet.
Well, have a pint, chips.
Thanks, mate. That's good of you, isn't it?
Oh, don't mention it, old chap. You looking for a job?
Yeah. You know of anything?
You've been inside, haven't you?
Huh?
In jail.
Did it show?
Oh, no offense. Anyway, my truck's insured. Can you drive a big Pelton diesel?
Sure I can.
Well, it's like this. My name's Sam, Sam Burke. I've got my own business, you see. We've never done the run before, and I hired a chap that he knew this road. He turned up on time today, dead drunk. Well, I've driven so far, but I don't know this part of the world. It's a tiring job. Would you like to take over from here to Manchester?
Sure. I can get a lift back to town.
Well, finish your grub and we'll go out and I'll show you the controls.
Fine.
I'll give you £5 for the run and your fare back to town. You on?
I said so. Sure, I'm on. And thanks. It was a dark night. No moon. Nothing. He put on the cab light and I started her up. I switched on the headlight. He gave me some cash and then he went back into the cafe. You know these big Peltons? Well, this was a 10-tonner and it was heavy. Handled like a fair brute. After a while, it started to rain. Then that I saw the girl walking by the road. I thought twice about it and then I decided to give her a lift. Girl, see, she got a lift on a lorry and the driver, well, he's got to get fresh. That was at Kinman's Hill, miles out of here.
Kinman's Hill?
Right. He jumped out, was killed, went under the back wheel. The driver stopped, he took one look at him, and then he drove off the road and killed himself.
Killed himself?
Yeah, she always has to repeat things. Well, I expect he was feeling full of remorse or something.
My dad was doing
it. Yeah, it's a bit grim, isn't it? I mean, this is the sort of night for a ghost story, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is.
How far are you going, miss?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I know when I see the place.
That's what
I mean.
Oh, I do. Okay, I'll tell you what. There's a cafe up the way, the Pool Inn it's called. Well, I'm a bit peckish. I had a pint, just that's all. And I... Oh, you do like a cup of tea?
No, thank you.
Well, you can come in and get dry, though, can't you? You must be soaked through.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry, I'm only feeling your shoulder, but... Yeah, you're dry. I just thought...
You're being bored.
There's no offence, miss. I'll forget it.
I can't bear it. I can't bear it.
I thought it was funny at the time. Her walking. walking in the rain and keeping dry. But by the time we reached the pull-in, I'd forgotten about it. The rain had stopped by then, and there was a moon coming out. I pulled off the road and I parked. Come on, then. Let's have a cup of tea.
No, thank you.
Well, come in the warm.
I'd rather wait.
Okay, if that's the way you want it. Evening, mate.
Evening.
Better give me a fine chip.
Yeah, coming right up. Hey, you come from London, then?
Oh, just outside.
You're about this goat keeper?
No, what's all that about?
Well, it was this gang, see? They stopped a bullion van on the way to London Airport and pinched £1 million worth of gold. Think of that, then.
And people have all the luck.
Yeah. Well, here's your pie, mate.
Thanks.
I don't know about luck, then. They'll get them all right. You see, they killed a copper doing it. And they transferred the gold to a truck, see, and this copper jumped at it. The driver just run him down. But they got a description of the truck, and you know what the cops do to a crook that kills a copper?
Yeah.
The full resources of the law, mate. The lot.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Yeah. And you can still hang for it, mate. I don't blame them, come to the bit. You can't let people kill policemen.
All of a sudden, I didn't feel hungry. My mouth was too dry to eat. I told myself I'd be daft. It couldn't be the same truck, but I knew it was. I was certain of it. I forced the food down my throat and I went out. The moon was clear. The girl was still sitting there, not even moving. I walked round the truck and I saw the new scars on the paint where the truck had hit this copper. There was blood on the underneath the one wing, where the rain hadn't been. I looked in the back and I saw the girl wrapped bar by bar in sacking away this sometimes. I felt sick. We go again, eh?
Why did you walk around the truck like that?
Oh, just checking the lights.
You've had an accident, haven't you?
Accident? Hey, she must be joking.
A very serious accident. You've killed...
I've never had a serious accident in my life, and I haven't killed anybody, so lay off me.
I could smell death as you drove towards me in the rain. Perhaps that's why I was there. You know I might...
I don't know what you're talking about.
You must go to the police. They'll help you.
Help me? Help me to the death cell? That's what I'll do.
Go to the police.
Shut up, I tell you!
Poor man. I'm sorry for you.
What's your name?
May.
As in Springs, aren't they?
Yes. As in Springs.
Hey, well, you can call me Lou. Now, listen, May, I never killed anybody. There was this big gold robbery today, and somebody played me for a sucker. I got a job driving the truck, that's all. A policeman was killed. Well, that was no fault of mine. It happened before I took the wheel. You believe me?
Yes. That may have been why I was sent.
Sent? What do you mean, sent?
I can't say. I don't even remember. The other memory is dimmed when we are sent.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not a bad bloke. I'm not good, but I'm not bad either. I'd be very nice to you. And there's a million in gold running behind us, a million.
It could not help me. It can only harm you.
Common sense says you're right, mate, but... If I get away with it, now, I haven't decided yet, mind you, but I reckon the crooks who stole the gold would pay a good few quid to get it back, eh?
I've said what I was going to say. One man has died. Be warned by me. Go to the police. now.
See them headlights coming up behind?
I
reckon they're being followed. It may be a squad car. Now, you see, he isn't overtaking. Must be them. Chaps with pinks of gold.
Move on.
Yeah, you can say that again. While I've got all this lovely lolly in the back, we're safe enough. Well, they put me in this spot now, then. Let's see if I can get out of it.
Round the next corner. There's a roadblock.
You got X-ray eyes, Doc?
No, I don't know.
You're psychic. Oh, you may be right, so I won't take a risk. We're turning off right before we reach the bend.
Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Doesn't have much chance of winning, does he?
Still after us, whoever they are. He's blinking his lights. He wants me to stop. Well, why not?
No more violence. No more killing.
Call it insurance.
Hi, William.
How are you, sir?
Why did you turn off just now?
Why are you following me?
Because I like to watch a new man, that's all.
You see the damage to that offside mudguard?
You know too much, Lou.
I know what I'm carrying.
Okay. Well, I played you for a sucker.
You tried to frame me for killing that copper, didn't you? You might as well admit it.
I'd rather you hang than I did, Lou. Who's your passenger?
It was raining. She was getting wet, so I just gave her a lift, that's all.
You idiot. With the cargo you've got aboard?
Well, I didn't know then.
Does she know?
Yeah, she knows, Mr. Wyatt.
You had to open your big mouth and blab about it, eh? Lou, the big shot.
I didn't say a word. She just sort of knows things. Now, look. You better cut me in on this deal, mister. That'll be the best way out for all of us.
I'll cut you in, all right. Just how long as I can trust you, Lou. Now, tell me one thing. Why did you turn off onto this road?
There was a roadblock around the bend just outside Clydesdale. That's why.
Oh, how very clever. So now you can see round corners.
It was May that told me. I told you, she's sort of psychic.
Oh, sure, Lou, sure. Well, I don't believe you. Just come out of there with your hands up.
No more bloodshed.
That's all right, May. He won't shoot.
Sure, Lou. I wouldn't shoot you.
I know that.
The girl has to go. She knows too much for our good. We're partners, you and me. I want to make sure of you, that's all. Now come out of there, fight!
Oh, I'm coming. You didn't point that gun at me. Here I come.
Now!
You've come for me.
Oh. Poor Lou. Poor Lou. Now you've joined them. The man killer. The self-destroyer.
I bend over Sam. Lou's dead. I didn't care. I knew that he was going to kill me as I got out of that truck. Then he'd have shot the girl. I put his gun in my pocket and I dragged his body along the road. Then I put him in the back of his own car and I drove it onto a side road among some trees. I went back to the truck. May was sitting there, just looking sad. No, not crying or having hysterics the way some dolls would, just sitting there, looking sad. Me, it was him or us. He'd have shot you, too.
I know you,
Jim.
No use to anyone. I tried so hard to warn you.
It's
been what I was supposed to do.
You know, I think you're a bit off your rocker sometimes. What's all this about being sent?
Doesn't matter now. If we may have been justified in striking that man. But now you've joined the killers. There's no hope for you. Because you've turned yourself into a hunted animal, Lou. A frightened, hunted thing. And when you're afraid, you'll turn and kill again and
I'll
again.
Turn it up. Hey, what's that, Ed?
A red lamp. Waving.
The crutch, that's what it is. Look, I'm going to try and bluff my way out, but don't you worry, Joel. No harm will come to you through me. You must understand that.
Stop at the barrier. Where are you bound, mister?
Liverpool.
On this road?
Yeah.
You're going a long way around, aren't you?
Well, I'm dropping this young lady at her home, that's all.
And don't you know it's illegal to carry passengers on a commercial vehicle? It's a serious offence.
Ah, have a heart, mate. My girlfriend, that's all.
Makes no difference. The law's the law.
Well, why don't you tell the law to go and chase them bank robbers or whatever they are? A bloke that pinched all that gold. Why were you, man, giving his girl a lift, eh? Well, I know it's an offence, so give me a ticket.
You know better than to take that tone with the police officer.
You mind your manners, don't forget you're a public servant, that's all. Can't let her walk, can I?
Here. How do you know about the bank robbers?
I heard it on the radio at the Pulling Cafe on the main road.
Did you? It's never been on the radio.
Well, the bloke behind the counter said just something about it to me then.
Sergeant Oak, I think we better search this one.
Search? Now listen, this is a gun copper. You take a good look at it.
Can I put that down, you fool?
You can't hang me twice, so keep off my running board, you mug.
I'm not scared of your sort, you dirty killer.
No? Then maybe this will change your mind. So you were sent a warning, you tried your best. Now then, I'm going to put you down at the bottom of Kinman's Hill on the main road. You can get a lift there easy.
Poor Lou. Perhaps there is a fate that we can't alter.
Eh?
As if a man were pursued by demons and driven on a certain course.
Demons?
The ancients have told us that the fates could run a man down in the furies in his heart. But even we cannot see past the veil.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But fate and death. What lies beyond?
Well, I'll have to take my chances, won't I?
Yes. Yes, you must take your chances. But poor Lou.
Oh, just shut up about poor Lou, will you? I promise you, you come to no harm through me, Don, and I keep my promises.
You never were an evil man, I know that. Perhaps the men who read the stars might know why you're doomed.
Well, we're almost at Kinman Hill. I'm sorry about the way it turned out, May. I'll say goodbye then. And even if I do hang in the end, I'll give them a good run for their money. Now, here's the old baby. I'll say goodbye and good luck.
Goodbye and good luck.
No, chump. Not at this speed. You're going to the wheel.
Oh,
she's real mud. I reckon she was right about fate. I just never had a chance. The moment she did.
Listen, Hargan. We didn't find the girl. And you hit the abutment on the Kinmen River's bridge.
What?
Kinmen Hill doesn't exist. Hasn't for years, ever since they changed the road. Now, suppose we drop the tall stories and... Hargan. Hearken!
No matter now. It's too late. Well, well, well. I don't know May intimately, but I do know Lou. I often hear him calling for her. Here. Behind the creaking door.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door? Of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
a creaking door.